Stevie Weeby here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Dana Moon episode. I met Dana back in the day when I was doing open mics for comedy, and she helped me out a lot, gave me a lot of advice, and that was my favorite part of her episode was when she was talking about the hustle for comedians in Los Angeles, like how many mics they hit and so on. So I hope you enjoy, and thanks for tuning in.
Hey, how you doing there, man? My name is Raymond, but y'all know me as Little Ray. Listen, man, I don't know if y'all know, there's a show called the Fantastic Planet Album Release Party for my homegirl, Leilani. I'm not on the flyer. Some guy named Stevie Weeby, hey, man, leave me alone, is on the flyer. It's going to be at January 19th at the Chewing Foil Gallery in Los Angeles, California. I'm not on the flyer, but I'm going to damn well be there and crash the damn party. Leave me alone, man. I told you, this is my time. So catch me there in 2 weeks. I'll be there, man. Leave me alone, man.
What the hell are you doing? I told you to leave me alone, man. I'm coming to the damn show. No, you're not. You're embarrassing me. This is my show. This is my podcast. I can't believe you're doing this. God damn it. Ray, you told me you wouldn't come. God, will you just chill out for a little bit?
Hi, sorry about that. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. Thanks for joining us. Sorry about Ray. I didn't know he'd show up in the bathroom like that. Oh my goodness. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome comedian Dana Moon.
Can I clap for myself?
Yes, you can.
I can clap for myself?
Yeah, thank you so much for coming.
Oh, wow. Thank you for having
me. I wanted to thank you because when I took a shot at comedy in the open mic scene a few years ago, you helped me out. I don't know if you remember, though, but I'd be at Marty's, and then you would show up, and then you'd be like, come in this room, and you'd, like, give me words of encouragement. You're, like, one of the only ones that, like, were, like, really nice to me.
Well, I met you right away.
How did we meet, first of all? We met...
I feel like comedy is such a hard thing, and it's so intimidating when you start doing it.
Yeah, I had no idea what I was doing.
So, and it's so scary.
Yeah, I had no idea what I was doing.
Yeah, so it's just, like, I know what it's like, and nobody was there for me when I started.
Right.
So I love helping people out if I can.
Dude, that's a good trait to have.
Also,
How I met you.
Yes,
you did La Brea Improv. I think you did you opened up for Bob.
Yes,
and yeah,
it's so
you were
weird
at that show.
It's so weird you call him Bob.
Why?
I don't know. I think it's so weird when people call him Bob. I'll never get over it.
Well, I call him Bob. He's, that's
Bob?
My yeah, Bob.
Well,
do you guys call him Bobby?
He's not a Bob, though. He's such a Bobby.
Oh, he's a Bob. He's a Bob.
Wait, so I didn't know that there was going to be that Ray guy was going to be here.
I didn't know either. I mean, he didn't say he was going to show up.
He just showed up.
He's not even on the flyer. He was talking about the damn show, and he's not even on the flyer. But he says didn't he say he threatened the party, right?
He said he's going to crash. He's going to crash.
Did he say
it?
He was going to crash?
He did. Yeah, I'm a little bit, sexually attracted to Ray. If we're going to keep it real.
What do you like about him?
He knows what he wants.
Yeah, was he aggressive?
Really, he's aggressive, he's confident.
Yeah.
And that's what I want in a guy.
You like that?
Yeah. You know, maybe he'll come back. Yeah. I'll keep checking.
Okay, you'll check. Well, he might be in the bathroom still. But you know, we'll let him cool
off. We'll let him settle
I'm
down.
I'm so glad you're here. We know you're very hardworking, and we want to go through the history of your comedy journey.
Oh, okay.
So, if
that's what you want to call it, that's great.
Where are
it's a journey.
Where are you originally from?
Connecticut. Yeah.
Oh, you're from Connecticut.
East Coast.
Okay. Yeah. And then you how did you get into comedy?
I feel like it's one of those things where it just like happened. I never planned to be a stand-up comic. You know, I never like set out to be a comedian.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I just always wanted to perform. So I performed since I was little.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I was like, my family actually thought I was like schizophrenic because I would always talk to myself in the mirror and like do a bunch of characters.
Oh, wow.
I would play like talk show host.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
I would play all the characters in the bathroom mirror for like hours.
How old were you?
Since I was like, I must have been like 5, 6, 7.
Wow.
Do
you have brothers and sisters?
Yes. Yeah. How many? Brother, older sister. And they were like really athletic and like popular and cool. And I was
you're the baby.
I'm the youngest and I was like uncoordinated and like weird and would like hang out in bushes. I don't know why. I was always in bushes.
You're the weird one.
I was the weird one. Yeah. Yeah. But what's interesting is like, as I got older, I realized you can't like act like that. You know what I mean? So I kind of like.
Oh, you can.
Just one of those.
Especially
things,
like, in Los Angeles, you can.
I know.
Because there's some weird people. Well,
going
around
to high school, be like living in Connecticut, where people mm-hmm. are like really
what high
conservative.
School? Let's give a shout out to your high school.
Oh my God, East Windsor High.
East Windsor High, shout out.
Home of
alumni.
The Panthers.
East Windsor High.
It's a terrible high school.
But
I don't want to shout it out.
Okay.
It's bad.
Okay. Okay. Well,
I'll shout it out and say it's bad.
Yeah. Did you take drama classes?
Yeah. So I did. I went to two schools. I went to a normal high school.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then I would take like a little small bus, short bus.
You did?
Yeah. Oh. Well, no, not like that. You just got so sweet. You're like, oh, you were special.
No. I wasn't judging you.
No, it was they saved on gas.
Mm-hmm.
It was a theater. It was a theater school, a film school, creative writing.
Oh, cool.
It was an art school. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So I would take classes there from like 1 until 4. So I had a really long day.
Wow.
Yeah. I just
heard the East Coast right there.
Oh, ew.
The accent.
Really? It came out.
Didn't you hear it?
What did I say?
Day. Wait, say day again.
Day.
That was East Coast.
Day. How do you say day?
How do you say it, Bryce?
Day.
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 Okay. Yeah, but you just the way you did that the first time, I like caught it. Like,
okay.
Yeah. But keep going. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, I hope this isn't like totally boring.
No, it's not. It's not. We're just getting started, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to go through your whole trajectory.
Yeah. I had a weird high school experience because I felt like I was living like two lives in high school. Whereas like one life would be like, I was like, you know, dating like the popular athletic guy and, you know, taking my classes. And I was just kind of playing this role because I was like really weird looking until I hit like 14, 15.
Wait, what do you mean by that? You had like glasses and stuff?
I was glasses, braces. Like I was like really creepy looking.
Really?
Yeah. And so I was kind of like, so I would, you know, go to normal high school and I would be like normal or put on an act.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And then I would go to my art school and be like a total weirdo.
Oh, wow.
You know?
So you had like two different lives?
Split lives.
Wow.
Yeah, and so I just didn't know. That's why it was going to college was weird because I was like, which Dana am I? Am I like the girl who's like trying to be popular and cool and like
or
pretty
the art,
and like...
Or the drama art one.
The performance, dramatic, like crawling on the ground, making animal noises. Like that's
cool.
Like,
I like that.
I like that better. That's really
don't
who
you
I am.
Press? I like that one better.
But from the family I came from, it was kind of like, I mean, they supported it, but like not really. They did, but they also didn't. You know, they were like, we want you to act, but like be like Kate Beckinsale, not like, you know.
Who's a weird?
Galifianakis.
Yeah. Galifianakis.
Jake?
Oh, I get
Jack.
What's his name?
Zach. Why did I want to call him Jack?
Zach Galif-
Zach, yeah.
Because it rhymes. Like yeah, because it rhymes Zach.
It was kind of like that. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's cool. I mean, so were you doing plays?
I did like some Shakespeare shit, which I like hate. Mm-hmm, and then I got I don't like theater.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do theater?
The only play I did was in fifth grade, and it was like a Greek play. And I played Hermes.
Yeah.
So it was kind of weird, an Asian kid with wearing this Greek, like the Hermes outfit. Yeah. So I did that. You know, my brother, I don't know if people know this, but my brother played Huckleberry Finn. Like in Tom Sawyer.
No.
See, he was a Korean Huckleberry Finn.
Is he going to be so mad that
I have pictures to prove it at home in my parents' shoebox. We could edit this out. I don't want to start a war with my older brother.
Oh, yeah. I feel like, does he get mad if you say shit about him?
Oh, yeah. He's like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah, you can't say personal things.
No,
he can say personal things about himself.
My brother's got a lot of power. He's got a lot of power, you know? Like,
yeah.
And especially being the younger sibling, like, I know my place, like, still, you know?
Yeah.
Like, Tiger Belly's, like, way up here.
Yeah.
This is, like, the weirder avant-garde podcast. And, you know, but we make do.
Podcasts are taking over.
Yes, so glad you're here. We're so glad you are here.
Wouldn't it be great if you were like, we are not glad that you're here. We actually wanted another guest.
No, I didn't forget you, though.
And they couldn't make it.
No, I didn't forget you because you were nice to me the first time I met you at the Bray Improv.
Yeah.
You were super nice to me there and you didn't even know me because I showed up as a fan. We're in the green room. And remember we took a picture?
Yeah.
On the couch. I remember.
I was like 1 year into stand-up.
I know, because you were, we got there and I you were already in the green room and you looked kind of like nervous, like you were preparing.
Yeah.
But then we like showed up and you were like, I think you're like staring in the mirror, but you were like, we walked in and you were like.
Was I shitting my pants?
No, you looked nervous, like not nervous, but you look anxious.
I was a year into doing stand-up, and I think Bobby let me host four of the shows, and it was my first time, like, hosting.
Now, explain to the viewers what, in the comedy world, what defines hosting?
Hosting a show, so you basically cold open. It's the hardest job.
It's hard.
It's the hardest spot ever because
why?
People are just sitting down. There's some people still looking for to get their seats. People don't have their drinks. You know, and they're waiting for the show to happen. Like maybe they're like going through their day or whatever. And you have to just like immediately get all these people together and laughing. And
you have to warm them up.
You have to. And it's so it's tough. And it's the toughest part is that people who are new into stand up, they get that spot.
Well, because it's the.
But it should be like the other way around. People who are new into stand-up should probably go up like right after the host for like a 5 minute spot.
Why do you think that?
Because you just don't have skills to.
Oh, you need chops to even do that.
Yeah, I mean,
crowd
like
work.
I didn't even know what crowd work was. I was like, it was my first time doing crowd work at those shows.
Oh wow!
I was so scared because I was like, I stepped into the unknown.
Yeah.
And
but don't you think? I mean, hindsight, you kind of grew from that.
100%.
Because you got put through the fire like that.
Anytime I host shows, I don't like it, but it makes you stronger.
Yeah.
Because you're working all of the muscles.
Yeah. So how long have you been doing comedy now?
7 years, stand up.
7 years, dude. Yeah. Bryce, 7 years.
Why am I not further along?
But it's the journey. You never know. We're going to get to that. It's the journey.
You keep saying that.
It is. Life is it. Because life's a journey.
You know, when I moved out here...
Right.
But
don't sound so down. You're not that.
I'm in the middle of the journey.
Yeah.
You're in the middle of the journey?
We're feeling good about it?
We're
still struggling.
Good though.
You think we're up there? We're struggling.
You guys are doing amazing. What are you talking about? Show is doing amazing.
Dude, we're on YouTube.
Everyone's on YouTube.
I know anyone could be on YouTube.
Movie stars.
That's a problem.
Like
no. I'm not downplaying my show.
Yeah.
Hey man, I love all you viewers. Thanks for the subscriber and thanks for people who've stuck with us. But it's like it's a grind as well. Sometimes you don't want to, you know. We do this every week, so every week I have to figure out okay, what guest. Some people like flake out. What guest, and then you know. Mm-hmm. But I like doing it because it's like I mean we're not getting rich, but it's like it's paying.
It's paying the rent for now. We have to do an ad real quick. Okay, do you mind? Yeah.
Speaking of not having money,
we have a new sponsor. And guess what? It's a mattress sponsor called Purple Mattress. Is it recording? We just got one right there. Purple Mattress. You can't see it. It's underneath the sheets. I've had, my past bed was an IKEA bed I had for 10 years, and it was like sleeping on a bed of rock. It was so uncomfortable. But this purple mattress scent, this prototype I got here, was sent to us, and it went from me sleeping on a piece of stone, now I'm sleeping on a fluffy cloud. This thing's amazing. The purple materials are very unique because it's both firm and soft, and there's breathable technology inside it to keep it cool, to keep yourself cool. Now, I'm going to say hey, where's my phone? Okay, so if you are going to love purple, and right now, my listeners will get a free purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress. This is in addition to the great free gifts they're offering site-wide. Just text Stevie 474747. The only way to get this free pillow, you're going to get a free damn pillow, okay? What do you think about that, Dana? Not bad, right?
That's wonderful. I love free stuff.
Is to text Stevie 474747. That's Stevie 474747. Is that good, Bryce?
That's good.
Okay, now back to your interview. Thanks
okay.
for We had to do it. That was just
ads.
So I want to know when you made the jump from Connecticut. When you made the conscious decision to be like, I'm going to pursue comedy, I'm going to move to LA, and I'm just going to do it.
I wanted to do it since I was 17.
Okay.
So I was looking at colleges in California,
mm-hmm.
and I was scared to kind of move to California right after high school. So I mm-hmm. applied to schools in New York.
Oh, why New York?
I applied to NYU, didn't get in,
mm-hmm.
so no shout out to them.
And shout out to NYU.
Fordham, and I didn't get in.
Okay.
And then I applied to like other schools, and I did get in, but I didn't want to go to them. So mm-hmm. I just, I stayed in Connecticut and did community college. And then,
there's nothing wrong with that. That's actually smart.
I saved up a ton of money and applied to two schools in California.
Which ones?
I applied to USC. And then I can't remember the other school I applied to, but I was like, I'm going to go. If I get into USC, I'm going.
Oh, yeah.
And I got into USC.
You went to USC?
So, yeah. I went to a theater school there.
My girlfriend went there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's an alumni at USC. Did you live at the dorms?
No, I lived off campus. And I didn't go visit the school before
I
got
it's
in.
It's a little dangerous, isn't
it's
it, dude?
It's super dangerous. It's in South Central.
So when did you realize?
So when I showed up,
yeah,
I was
ahead.
Like, we're not at the campus photos that I saw online.
Because
the photos, it's like green and there's roses everywhere.
Yeah,
and
that's a campus.
The buildings are like brick and like they're like from like the 20s and they're beautiful. Like it's.
I had a tour a few months ago.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I had a tour.
Isn't it stunning?
There's a Trader Joe's.
No.
Yeah.
So inside.
Inside the campus.
Ugh, it's
you can take the elevator.
So
you can take the elevator down there. It's right there. It's like going into like Disneyland or something. It's like a whole different world. You're like,
it's a different world. It's gated. It's like this big
security campus police.
Yeah, would you call it like a circle? It's a big square.
Yeah, yeah.
So privilege.
Yeah. So you lived off campus.
So many privileged people. I live off campus.
Do you have roommates? And
but I lived right off Greek Row.
Oh,
so it was
by the
safe.
Fraternities and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, it was really safe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it was one street over from the fraternity and sororities.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had roommates. I think I paid like $900 to share a bedroom a month. My rent was $900 a month to share a bedroom.
To share a bedroom.
I had a twin bed.
Oh, my goodness.
In South Central.
So
those are
you...
my first couple years living in California. I was living in South Central.
Kirby. It's, you know what? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I didn't want to, like, there's an elephant in the room. My neighbor and I don't want to say his name, but we don't get along.
Is the dog?
No, this douche, he has a Harley Davidson. And so in the backyard, he doesn't even ride it. He just goes,
How long?
I don't know, just randomly. And it like freaks my dog out. But you kind of tell you what else he did. So my homie came to visit me. And just for a little bit, he parked in the front. And this guy, I'm not going to say his name, he called the police or the parking people on him. And like they gave him a ticket.
No,
because my friend was parked in his spot, and then like he knocked on my door after the fact, and he goes, "Hey man, just letting you know that, I tried knocking on everyone's door, but to see who parked there." And I go, "Did you knock on my door?" He goes, "No, I didn't know you lived here." I'm like, "You didn't know I lived here?" Although, even though I've seen you, you've seen me walk out.
So weird.
Isn't that weird?
I mean, I have an old lady across the street who is constantly knocking on my door if I make any noise.
She is?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the neighbors in LA, huh?
But honestly, it's the building's quiet. So it's like, I'd rather live in a quiet building and have an annoying person who wants to keep it down than live across the street from someone who's playing music until 4 a.m.
Yeah. Do you have a roommate now?
No, I live alone.
Oh, that's the best.
Isn't it?
Yeah. You look like you have a new... Do you film all your videos and stuff inside?
In my apartment?
Yeah.
Yeah, or like
my car. It looks
like
a nice... It's a one, two bed... It looks nice.
Oh, really?
Well, I've seen it on Instagram. Like, because you film your videos in there, don't
you?
Yeah. Cool. So were you doing mics at USC?
No. Oh, my God. I didn't even... So I did... So my senior year at USC, I went to Groundlings.
And the reason, I didn't know that.
The reason I went to the Groundlings, my sister went to some like movie premiere in New York, and she saw Rachel Dratch.
I don't know who's that.
She was on SNL for a few years, and so she
Bryce,
asked.
You know Rachel? Okay.
It's weird because I'm friends with her brother now.
So weird.
So isn't it like kind of a small world? So my sister went up to her and was like, "My sister's super funny. She should be on SNL. She lives in LA, and like she's taking." She's going to USC for theater. Like, what should she do? And because my sister is like, "You're going to be on SNL." Like, my sister doesn't see me as a stand-up.
I could see. It's crazy because I could see that now too.
Really?
Well, after seeing you have so many different characters. Well, we're going to plug your Instagram at the end. But your Instagram, you like make these cool videos of different characters. My favorite one is one of your first ones where it's like grandma's birthday. It's like, "Yeah, grandma, I'm just going to make this video. I don't got no money."
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's so old.
Yeah. But
oh, the redneck?
She goes, "Yeah, money's tight right now, grandma. So happy birthday. This is your gift."
Your gift is this video, and the video is really bad.
How do you come up with, like, since we're on this topic, how do you come up with these characters? They're funny.
Honestly, I'll be driving.
My favorite's Janelle, by the way. We're going to get to Janelle.
Is she the spiritual
one?
The
spiritual healer?
Yeah.
But how do you come up with these characters?
Janelle is a different story. Janelle is, we'll get back to Janelle because that's a whole different story. But I don't know. I think I'll just I'll start talking to myself.
Yeah.
It's what I've done since I was little. And so then I'll just start with this voice, and then I'll just... It'll go from there, or I'll see somebody, a very specific person, and they'll do something that makes me laugh.
And then
when I was
that?
Back in Connecticut, this one lady was talking about, she was telling this elaborate story about a lamp, and she was acting like it was the biggest to do and such an exciting story. And so then I was like, I couldn't stop thinking about her world. So and then I started doing a character. Sandy.
You do stand up. You do use Sandy as a character, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So describe to the viewers who is. You could catch Sandy on some stages in LA.
You know what it is?
At the Dojo comedy night there?
That's Diane.
Oh, that's Diane.
Diane is a single mother.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. I know. I'm
Diane
confusing with Diane.
Yeah, she's a hairdresser by day, a party starter by night.
Yeah.
let's fucking do this. Yeah. I have the ugliest wig.
And you have a wig on.
Oh, but it looks real. Yeah. It's kind of like, it's very like 80s. Like she's like kind of stuck in like the 90s.
So you
she's
do.
She's newly single. I've done Diane on stage.
It's so a, that's a comedy act on its own.
So that's a kid. That I actually, it's weird because people, the audience doesn't know that it's a character. That it's a character, they think it's a real person.
That's my neighbor Craig taking a shower. It's okay. I'm sorry, that you can hear all my neighbors.
Craig, settle down.
What's up, Craig?
He can't hear me, can he?
He probably could, because his see the wall where the pot is? That's where his shower
that's
is.
That's where his shower is. Oh, that's so funny. Yeah. Yeah. You're like, Craig, I haven't heard you turn on the shower in a few days. Everything okay in there?
He'll probably watch this and get mad. Like, dude, why'd you say
dude,
that?
Dude, why you calling me out, man? Yeah.
Let's go back to your characters. This is interesting. That's, you know what? I like that because it's more dimensions to your comedy. It's not just you.
Yeah, so somebody was like, you should do stand up.
Yeah.
And then you should just jump into your characters. They're like, you don't need a wig. But to me, I've just, I don't know. I feel like that's cheating. I feel like when
it's
people.
It's not the Fahim does it.
But Fahim does Lance the whole time.
Oh,
Fahim doesn't do Fahim and then Lance. He does Lance the whole time.
Okay, I don't know. I just saw.
But it's like comedy. It's like people who play an instrument, and then they'll do comedy.
Oh, so it's like a variety. Show.
But I kind of feel like that's cheating.
Cheating.
So I feel like if I'm going to go on stage, and do jokes and then do a character and then do jokes, it's kind of like I feel like I'm kind of cheating stand up.
But that's all.
In my head.
In your head.
And
it's
I need
opinion.
To get out of my head.
Because if you look at past comics like Gallagher or Steve Martin and these people, they did like a variety of different things.
Oh, yeah. Steve Martin was like
Gallagher. He liked Smash Melons on stage, didn't he?
I know, but what's his reputation now?
Not very well. Okay. That's a bad example.
Dana, you're like the next Gallagher.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying. But Steve Martin did like, didn't he do like a different like, skits and stuff and
he would do different characters and voices and he was physical and
Steve
weird.
Martin's a legend,
yeah.
Man,
yeah, you're right.
He was in movies and stuff, The Jerk and
you're right,
Dirty Rotten Scoundrel. I mean, the guy had a huge
the best part about doing Diane is I call her Dirty Diane because she's just says and does anything and she's reclaiming her youth. She's finally single. She's a single mom.
But she has kids.
She has kids. She's on the prowl. And she's like delusional.
Bryce?
You know? Yeah.
She might be available.
She's literally, she's DTF anybody.
Yeah. Bryce?
So I've done it 3 times.
That's it? I thought you do it all the time.
No, I've done it 3. It's very new. I started doing it like November. Uh-huh. And the crowd thinks the guys laugh and the girls are like terrified. Like, how does it? Because people think it's real. People think it's a real single. But I also have the host bring me on stage saying this. They say, they don't say the next comic. They go, the next person coming to the stage, she's a single mom. Give it up for Diane. And everyone's like, what?
Dude, that's amazing. You know what reminds me of? This is the example I want to think of.
Yeah.
Is it Kaufman?
Andy Kaufman.
Andy Kaufman.
People didn't know. Yeah.
Who's the other guy? The other Clifton?
Tony Clifton.
Tony Clifton, dude. That's like your version of Tony. That's like Tony Clifton.
So I just go on as
own.
Diane.
Yeah.
And people think
it's an alter ego.
Yeah.
Bryce,
it's
don't
very
you like
fun.
That?
It's very
for
fun.
Me being outside of it now. I find it interesting. As just a person who just likes to watch entertaining stuff.
What do you mean being outside of LA?
No, being outside of the comedy thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I stopped doing. Stop doing
like,
it.
Do you not live here?
No, I just
whose
stopped
apartment
doing
is this really?
No, just as like a person that wants to be entertained, like, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
You know what's tough in LA? Like, just my experience doing open mics out here, it seemed like it's kind of hard to gauge what's good because you're the crowd's other comedians like judging you. Like, I know that.
It's hard,
dude.
I haven't been to a mic in probably like 4 months and I went to one last night.
Which one?
Echoes on Pico.
Okay, is that in Silver Lake?
Actually, no. It's on Pico, but it's like mid-city.
Oh, okay.
It's almost towards the west side.
So explain to the viewers what's the difference between like a show and an open mic? Explain to the viewers because some of them might not know. So
in
shows, LA.
Yeah. So shows, there's audience. You probably get paid as a comedian. If you don't get paid, you get free drinks. In open mic, you have to buy a drink or you have to pay $5. I paid $5 for like a water and I was like okay. And you get 5 minutes and you perform in front of comedians who also are paid to be there and who are also, most of them are nervous mm-hmm. and they're thinking about their material and what they're going to say mm-hmm. and no one's listening. And yeah, so no one's listening. I went last night and it wasn't that productive, but I don't know. I have people coming to watch me tonight. So I think it's good if you want to do comedy, it's good to just get on stage. Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, if the show sucks, it's like, well, I was on stage talking to a microphone. I practiced something. Right?
So what show are you going to go to after this? What kind of show is that?
Oh, I'm doing a female show, Jade Show.
Oh, shout out to Jade Catapretta. Yeah.
She has a show called Pants at the Comedy Store. It's an all-female show.
Yeah, oh.
And it's every month. I think it's like the first Tuesday of every month or second Tuesday of every month, yeah.
And so that's Jade's show?
Yeah, she produces
it. She organizes it?
Yeah.
And she picks what comics she wants?
She picks what comics. And
how much time are you doing tonight?
I don't know. Probably. I mean, I always assume it's like 8 to 10.
Is it in the belly room?
Belly room.
The OR? Oh, okay.
Belly room, yeah.
Okay, belly room?
Yeah. Do you hang out at the comedy store?
No.
Why?
I just,
you don't like it.
The energy there.
Dark.
Yeah.
It's haunted.
Yeah, it's
super
weird.
Haunted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel guilty saying this, but because I'm like, my brother's a comedian. And I
have. Is he? What's it? What?
His name's Bob. But I haven't seen his show in like years. It's been years.
Is he mad?
I don't think he cares, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
haunted, dude.
It's haunted.
It's haunted.
And there's a lot of like lost dreams that are like just floating around there.
And you could feel that energy.
You can feel that there's like comedians who like didn't make it. Who have like died, and I feel like a part of their soul is just like hanging on to the comedy store. I swear to God.
Why, now, what gives you?
And I'm so sensitive. I'm
oh,
like,
to that.
I am so sensitive. People's energy, dead or alive. I can pick up on stuff.
Yeah.
It's weird.
That's crazy.
It's scary.
Is that from like? Are there ghost stories in Connecticut as well?
I
was just wondering because maybe like you grew up maybe with a ghost in the house.
We definitely did.
Me too.
And then my dad passed away when I was young, and so my sister saw him, and
in the
we
house?
Would no like on a run
after he passed.
Yeah, yeah.
What,
and
like
he's
his
still
aura?
Kind of around, just like a man who looked like him. I love ghost stories.
Dude, that just like... Yeah, you just,
do you love ghost stories?
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Because we grew up in a haunted house.
Did you see shit? You saw a lot of shit?
I almost got possessed. Yeah, I've told this story. Yeah, they almost... It was... I think our house was built on like a burial ground or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like on one side of the house. Yeah.
I would say that too, yeah.
They held me down and I heard whispers, different... You know.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they held me down, and then it was the most frightening thing. But going back to the comedy store.
Going back to the comedy store.
Yeah, going back to the comedy
guys
store.
Guys, come out to see some jokes. I swear I'm funny and not like really depressing.
You know what's so ironic is the way we're like describing this store. It's like not a place you would want to like do like that. You know, because the energy's so dark.
If you walk into the main room and no one is
I won't
there.
Go. I refuse. I've done. I tried to do it 10 years ago. My brother's like, "Hey, dude, hear me play the piano," because there's a piano in there, and it was dark, pitch black. And I go, and he goes, "Come on, dude, come on down." And I was like,
"Why does he have a southern accent?"
He's like, "Steve, come on." What I don't know how he sounds, and I go, "Okay," and then I just got scared, like I got goosebumps just.
There's cold patches in the main room.
Behind
you walk through
behind
cold
the
patches.
Stage. I felt something evil there.
Yeah,
yeah.
That,
like,
I don't like that back area.
The back area where there's a room.
And there's so many comedians who are just like dying to be passed there. And when you're paid regular there,
how do you pass? Explain to the viewers how does one become a regular there?
I don't even know. There's so many processes.
Yeah, but you have to, Adam has to okay it.
Yeah, the talent coordinator has to pass you.
And
you
that's
have
Adam?
To. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so what do you have to do? Like a certain amount of mics or what has to happen?
I think, you know, he passes people who are at like certain levels in their career mm-hmm. that he likes. Mm-hmm. And then they haven't put in any time there. And then there's also like, I was told that you have to like be there every single night and like show face and like hustle to get stage time. And like, it's a fraternity, you know, and you have to be hazed and it's like a whole... That's when I started. I just like the first year of comedy, I was at the Comedy Store every night because I thought that that's what you have to do to be a comedian.
This is just my own curiosity. Is it harder? Is it easier for dudes to get past at the store? Specifically at the store? Do you think?
Yes, it's way easier.
Because now I think about it, I feel like
now times are changing, but
I'm talking about historically.
It's mostly dudes.
Now I think about it.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Well, Adam does say he wants more women, so.
Yeah.
Hello.
So Jade's on there now, right?
Yeah.
So Jade's on there.
Jade's been passed for a while, though, I feel like.
Yeah, but she's been doing it for a long.
Yeah, a long time.
Yeah, a long time, yeah. Well, okay, this is it. I didn't think we'd talk about ghost stories and everything,
cold
but that's cool, yeah.
Cold patches at the comedy store.
So what are your, what's it looking like? What's your influence? What comedians influence you?
Oh my God, so many.
Let's name a few.
Stand-up wise?
Or not just stand-up, but stand-up if it's music wise, or bands. It could be anything. Musicians. It could be movies. It could be anything. Actors or actresses.
Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey. I'm a big fan.
Bill Burr.
Yeah, everyone says
love
that.
Love Bill Burr. I love Kristen Wiig.
Sebastian
Maniscalco.
He's really funny.
He's so good.
Yeah.
He's so good.
I've been watching his bits on YouTube.
It's just...
Yeah.
It's just game changers.
The Orangina bit, that was very funny.
It's over. Yeah, he's just so funny. It's like you can't.
He made
he's
it,
in a league
right?
of his own.
Isn't he doing Martin Scorsese movies now or something?
I don't know. But what's funny is that my mom called me and she's like, there's this Italian comedian who was in a car with Jerry. And I think you should know about him because he's funny.
Jerry Seinfeld?
Yeah. And my mom was talking. She goes, he's an Italian comedian. He talks with his hands. And he talks about this. Yeah, and, he's up and coming. I go, Mom, that's Sebastian. And he's like really famous.
Yeah. He made it.
He's not up and coming.
No, he's not up and coming.
But I love like Tina Fey, Amy Poehler. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Do they ever go up at the store? Are they comedy store people or no?
They're not stand-ups.
Oh.
No, they're sketch and character and TV and film. I love Steve Carell.
Yeah.
How many times I've seen...
Does he do stand-up?
Steve Carell doesn't do stand-up.
He does movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. And then so like... Those are your influences. And then how did you get to a point? How many minutes do you have in your act right now? Like how long? If you we just put you on stage, you could do an hour?
Yeah, I could do an hour. 50 to an hour.
Okay, this is what I asked Vanessa. How long does it take a comedian when they're first starting out to get 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes? You know, I don't know how that, like how long does that take?
I feel like 3 minutes, a good, are you saying that's
yeah,
a good?
Like, oh, yeah, a good, it works.
Good 3 minutes. I would say when you're starting, I'd say a year. I mean, I don't know though. It's so subjective. I think there's some people who are just really good writers. Like I feel like I'm a strong performer and writing was a hard thing for me. So like I could have a strong 3 minutes of me like improvising something funny. And then the next day I'd write something and it would bomb. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I think there's just so much like trial and error, but like on my part, a lot of just error, but that's how I learned.
Yeah.
Like I didn't have any jokes for like the first 6 months.
So you would just perform?
No, I would just get on stage and I would just talk about a subject and I would just like be silly and physical. I would get laughs. And so I think that set me back to be like, to be naturally funny and to be naturally a performer and have, cause I had so much experience on stage.
Yeah.
I thought that I was ahead of the game and I didn't have to like, you know, write these bits and write jokes. Like I had a friend that was like, you don't have any jokes in your act.
Wait, I was another like, comedian friend?
Yeah. And it was the harshest but best thing anyone has ever said to me because I was like, and for six months I was just going up and like telling funny stories. I didn't have any jokes or punchlines, nothing. No
yeah,
callbacks.
But you were getting experience being in front of people.
Oh, it
and
was
that's
all,
a huge thing, dude. Isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
100%.
Natural. Yeah, yeah.
100%.
You know, we had Vanessa Johnston. Was she on?
Sunday.
She was on Sunday. And you know what she said? When she first started out, she wrote 100 jokes a day. Isn't that crazy?
Why? What's wrong with her? Is she okay? Should we call somebody? That's...
Right. She said... It's true, right? Is that... Normal?
No, that's really weird. I mean, I wish I had that discipline.
Do other comedians, are they able to do that?
Jerry Seinfeld writes an hour. He said he writes an hour a day.
Yeah.
Oh, and he kept all of his papers that's of
like,
jokes.
That is like hardcore, dude.
That's like...
To sit there to write anything 100 lines a night. Anything. It'd be poetry. It could be short
Did she write one-liners?
Yeah, it was one-liners. Oh. Yeah, she said one-liners, right? Yeah. She wrote 100 one-liners a night.
Yeah. I mean, that's how you get good at joke writing. You just keep doing it.
You just keep writing. Wow,
it's hard.
So this just out of my own curiosity. How many times do you have to go up a week to like start like getting better?
I think you should go up every night.
So how many times does Dana Moon go up right now? You're about to go out up in like 30 minutes.
Oh yeah, I am.
So after you're almost done here, but I'm just out of my own curiosity. How many times do you go up a week?
I mean, probably five.
Five times a week.
And if I don't, if I have a slow week and I go up like twice in a week, I feel it. I get like depressed. I get really anxious.
That's a lot of,
yeah.
Is that's just standard?
Standard five times a week. And then, but sometimes you have weeks where like, you know, like over the holidays, like I didn't go up for a full week.
Okay.
Yeah, over the holidays and
that's understandable. You're with family.
And there's some, I feel like with comedy, there's sometimes you just need to just be like this week. Mm-hmm. If somebody asks me to do a show, I'll do a show, but I'm not going to reach out and I just need to write and I need to like enjoy life.
Yeah.
You know, and like live and have a life experience.
Yeah. What are some of your favorite mics in LA right now as we speak?
Eastside mics.
So shout out. Can we shout them out?
Yeah. Go on comedybureau.com and all the mics on the east side are the best, for sure.
On the east side?
East side, yeah.
So Silver Lake,
Echo Park, Atwater, Los Feliz.
Why is that? Why are the mics there better?
I'm
just wondering.
I don't know. I mean, or I would do, I don't know. They're just more like supportive, I guess.
Mm.
You know, Burt's Back Room is good. I would hit up Burt's Back Room because people stay and support the room.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would hit up like Hollywood Improv.
Mm-hmm.
They have a good mic on Tuesday, Friday, Sunday. Yeah.
Wow.
Are you going to get back into it?
No, absolutely not. No? I'm doing music now. I do music. You know what happened is I was doing it for a good 6 months, I think. Maybe that. And I was hitting...
We did a show together.
We did?
In Ontario.
No, I didn't do that. I went to watch you.
We did one show together.
I don't remember. I really didn't have an act. I did my cowboy thing. I don't know if you remember, yeah. And then explain to him what Marty's is. I just go to Marty's.
Oh, Marty's closed.
It did.
Yeah.
So explain to the viewers what Marty's was.
So Marty, you would pay
$5.
And there was a room. There were three rooms. So one was a deck outside with a mic. And then one was a main room with a mic. And then there was a back room with a mic. So there's three rooms that you can... practice your stand-up.
Talk to yourself.
But you're basically talking to yourself because every comic that's there is working on their own jokes and no one's listening to each other.
Or they're smoking pot on
their side.
They're
getting high, they're hanging out. So you would maybe get like two people who are actually listening while you, you know, talk about your vagina on stage.
Yeah. I don't know if you remember this. I was in one of the other rooms by myself, maybe one or other two people watching me. And then you like, the way you looked at me, you're like, come back in here. Like,
the back room?
Yeah, and then you like told me like that's not a good place to be. What do you know?
Oh, was it the balcony?
Yeah, you like kind of like a sister to me. Like you like tell me and you're kind of like you don't remember this stuff. I remember it though.
That's so sweet.
She was the only people that kind of like led me like don't go to that room. Just you're supposed to just do this and you'll be fine.
That makes me so happy. I've had a couple.
You don't remember doing that? And
I
helping
don't.
Me out like
no,
that?
I've had a couple people say. They were like, I just remember you, you know, you were the first person I met in comedy and you were so nice.
Yeah.
And I don't remember it.
You
but
don't
I'm
remember?
Like,
you were so nice to me at Marty's. You told me like, Steve, get out of that room and
I just try to
me.
Be, I don't know. Am I repeating myself? But I just, I don't know. I try to.
No, I want to let the viewers know.
I
want to
be supportive to, you know, people's dreams. It's like, it's so scary. You're so
there are
vulnerable.
There are a lot of broken dreams out here, aren't there?
I know. And I just remember like not really when I started stand up, it like took, I didn't really meet people for a while. And like some people I met were mean who were already in it, you know, like some people who were in it a couple years were kind of like, they weren't welcoming to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember like really not liking that. So I feel like I went out of my way if I saw someone who was new and I, you know, just to kind of like embrace
that.
What
do you think? That's a great quality to have. Don't ever lose that.
Thank you.
Oh, I forgot the other comedian we had. Jay London was on here.
Jay London. Is he the one that screams?
Jay
London.
He's old school New York comic, but he screams.
Does he scream on stage?
He does one-liners, but he was on last Comic Standing.
He opens for Bill Burr.
He does?
He used to open for Bill Burr.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is a dream of mine. I want to feature Bill Burr.
So, Bill, if you're watching this...
I'll feature for you.
Give my girl a chance. I don't want you to miss your set. Now, how could people... First of all, how could people see your stand-up?
Oh, my stand-up is on YouTube. Mm-hmm. My newest stand-up, I still haven't made it public yet. I don't know why.
Are you still working on it? I'm still working on it.
I have older clips that I don't really do anymore, mm-hmm. so that's on my YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's my strongest, but it's up there.
It's up there,
and,
yeah.
And some of it's funny.
And
my YouTube is just Dana Moon... You can just YouTube Dana Moon stand-up or Dana Moon comedian.
D-A-N-A-M-O-O-N.
Yeah.
Dana
and then
Moon.
My Instagram is where I post my characters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Definitely plug that.
A lot of characters, at Dana Moon Me, and then Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are we missing something?
Okay.
No, I mean, did we miss something?
I thought you said, want to sing something?
Oh, no, no.
And I was okay.
No. I said, did we miss something? So we got Twitter?
At Dana Moon Me, it's the same.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Is there anything that we wanted to go over that we didn't go over?
No. Well, this is all on you. What do you think, Bryce? I think she highlighted a good amount of. I just wanted to get the viewers familiar with you, as like who you are, so they could just check out your social, maybe check out a show, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe if someone we don't know who's watching out there in the web, if there's bookers out there. Okay. I had a question. Let's say someone like watches this in Texas or New Mexico. Ooh. Or Washington or
Howdy.
Seattle, and they're like, hey, I know a guy that has a comedy room. I want to book her. And they look you up. How do they reach you?
Oh, my website, my email. My website is...
And say that again. Repeat it again.
It's all Dana Moon Me. So danamoonme.com mm-hmm. for my website. And then my email's on the website. And I post all my show dates on my website, on the calendar.
Cool.
Yeah.
Are you going to one day film your own special?
Yes.
Because I asked all the comedians that, right?
Yeah.
And so what are your plans on that?
I have a little bit of something different that I want to do.
Oh, you don't want to. You don't have.
I
want to
do like a variety special.
Oh, so you can do your characters.
Yeah,
oh.
I want to combine all the things I love doing for a special and kind of make it weird.
Yeah,
and do something different. Yeah.
Oh, like a one woman show.
But cut between like stand up and like
and skits.
Yeah, and then like also like maybe some like real, like man on the street stuff.
Yeah,
like weird stuff on the street.
So maybe it could be an hour. And then maybe,
I just feel like, I mean, everyone is getting a special, especially like Netflix. Like, it's like 1 hour specials. They're just like, everyone has them. And
You don't want one?
I just think it's kind of monotonous to be like, hey guys, here I am for an hour. You know, it's, I kind of want to do something different.
Something funner.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so when you come up with this package, like, where would you want to see it? Like on Hulu, on Netflix, on
Netflix,
HBO?
Netflix? Showtime. I don't know. I feel like everyone watches Netflix, though.
Netflix.
I feel like Netflix.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
All
also,
right.
I do have a Netflix credit.
Or let's... What
nailed it. It's a baking show.
It is?
Episode 5.
Wait, say it again?
Have you seen me?
Bryce?
I can't believe I'm plugging it. This is...
Shows.
Do you really?
Yeah, the Great British Baking Show.
Nailed it. Yeah, episode 5.
Yeah, yeah.
They give me a lot of airtime.
Oh, they do?
And I actually got a lot of like podcast fans and Instagram fans.
Yeah, yeah. You have your own podcast?
Yeah, Superficial Magic. It's a...
You and who?
My friend Megan Granger. She's a former therapist / writer. It's a spiritual / comedy podcast. So it's kind of, you know, woke, woo-woo.
Yeah.
Woke. We talk about magic and manifesting and
the
universe.
Where can people see that?
Oh, that's on iTunes. Yeah.
That's on iTunes?
Superficial Magic, yeah.
So go to iTunes and type in Superficial Magic.
Yeah, so, but it's comedy based. It's really like inappropriate and raunchy, but we also like, have a message. We have heart.
Just you two?
Yeah.
How many episodes do you have up?
Oh my God. It has to be probably like 70.
Oh, that's a good amount.
60, 70.
Okay, so definitely the viewers check that out.
Yeah.
Superficial Magic.
Superficial Magic.
Cool.
Isn't that a cool name?
Yeah, I love it. Who came up with it?
Megan. Not me.
How you feel about the interview so far? Do you think
we
missed
anything? I just hope I was funny.
No, you were great.
Like, was I funny?
Bryce, was she good?
Amazing.
Funny?
Best comedian we've ever had.
That's so... He's reading from the script, you guys. Best comedian we've ever had.
Look at this guy. Yeah. And then this is going to air in 2 weeks.
Cool.
Oh, I have to do a couple of shout outs too, but go ahead, continue your thought.
It's such a comedian thing to say. Was I funny? Is this okay? How am I doing?
I think Tripley asked that too. Tripley did the same thing. I think because we're like, oh, Theo Von was on, and he goes, oh man,
damn, I got to compete with that guy.
God, he was so funny, and you know, it's like
Theo is in a league of his. I can't deal with him. He's so good.
I couldn't even get one word out. He was talking so much on here. I was just chilling. He just goes.
He's on a different planet.
Yeah,
but a great one.
He has his own podcast.
Yeah.
It's like doing really good.
Kills me.
Dude, he had Chris Hansen from Dateline NBC.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did. From Catch the Predator?
What?
From Chris Hansen.
I need to watch this immediately.
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
No, I just saw it on YouTube and he had him in the studio and I'm like, oh, that's Chris Hansen from Dateline NBC to Catch a Predator.
I can't imagine what Amazing. Theo would ask that guy.
Yeah. So, hey, pound after you drink, pound for coming on. You did great.
Thank you.
Thank you again. Oh, and then I'm going to ask you after. I know you have to go to a show, but I'm going to ask you after, like, if you have recommendations on who you think would be good on this.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And so with that being said, we have our own. Thanks for tuning in. Let me plug this show. Okay. So Purple Mattress is our new sponsor. You're going to love Purple Mattresses, okay? And right now, my listeners will get a free purple pillow with the purchase of the mattress. That's in addition to the great free gifts they're offering site-wide. Just text Stevie 474747. The only way to get the free pillow, again, is Stevie 474747. That's STEEBEE 474747.
2 4 7 4 7 4 7.
Wait, don't confuse them.
2 4 7. We'll put it in the description.
Yeah, you put it in the description. Yeah, you just confused them right there. I'm
Where'd
sorry.
The Weeby come from?
Stevie Weeby. I think Money Mark was like, because my brother, I call him Bobby Reeby. I call Bobby Reeby, and he goes, oh, Bobby, you're Stevie Weeby. And then I'm
Bobby
like,
Reeby?
Yeah, Bobby Reeby.
Reeby.
Yeah. So next time you see him, call him that.
Okay.
Call him Bobby Reeby. And then I say that around my bandmates when I was doing, because I'm in a band with these guys. And Money Mark was like, hey, like we were in Big Bear recording our album. And he was like, hey, you should change your name to that for the music alias. And I'm like, oh, okay. That sounds
like
catchy.
That.
Yeah. I'll do it. We have a Patreon attached to the show to support the show. It's at patreon.com/Stevie Weeby. I have a new album out. Called Collage of the Mirage on my Bandcamp. So go to stevieweebybandcamp.com. You can follow the show on Instagram, QUANGOU. We have a P.O. box. So if you want to send stuff, send it to the Stevie Weeby Show, 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. box 1391, L.A., California, 90093. And I'm doing a show. I have a 30-minute set for my homegirl, Leilani, a.k.a. Veggie Burger, for her Fantastic Planet album release party, January 19th at the Chewing Foil Gallery in Los Angeles. If you want to RSVP, go to Leilani, Leilani, .splashthat.com. Other people, it's presented by Obey Clothing and Dome of Doom. And Bryce, you RSVP, didn't you?
I did.
Okay. Is George going to be there?
Be there as well. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe you could come too. I mean, yeah, if you don't have a show. So it's my homegirl, Leilani. Other people on the list are on the lineup are DJ Exile, Gavlin, DJ Nobody, Yoshi Vintage, and Free the Robots. And I don't know what Ray was. It sounds to me like he's going to show up, huh? Ray, are you going to show up? We'll see.
Ray?
We'll see.
I love you.
We'll see. So Lil Ray might show up and crash the party and do a few songs. That he
I want to know who...
Didn't he say? He was going to do a few songs? Yeah. So with that being said... Wait, what are you going to say?
DJ Nobody. Who's DJ Nobody?
I don't know, but I'm going to find out.
I kind of like that name.
I do too. It's really catchy. I want to meet all of them. I want to meet the other acts. I'll meet them, right?
Yeah, they're going to be right there.
Oh, and then I'll have merch by then. So
nice.
After the show, come up to me and I'll sell you a CD or give you a sticker or sell you one of my older records.
Just as well in this holographic cell, waiting to reveal. In this fractal lens where you can stand and fall into the pit, no landing green, like making tree, no neocap below the light of the old.